I just need to give this disclaimer before I even start the show. Tonight I'm just gonna do it a little bit differently. Welcome to VOG PCP podcast. I am the voice of God, DHF. Listen, if you don't know by now, you're gonna have to go back through all the old shows and get the government and all the other reckless information that I put out there. Nonetheless, welcome to the show. I just want to give the disclaimer that I'm not angry, I'm not bitter, I'm not aggy, I'm not grumpy. Like I'm in a great fucking mood. I'm in a great mood. Yes, we all have problems. We all have issues, and we all have things that we are dealing with, especially in the times of, the current economic times that we live in, with inflation, gas prices creeping back up, and just your money being worth way less than it was, if you want to say year over year, or however you want to put it, but your money's worth less. The cost of living here in America is just out of touch with reality. If I'm just going to keep it all the way 100 with you guys, it's completely out of reality. And this is an odd show, not for it's not odd in general, but this is one of those nights where I don't think I'm going to I don't have anything international on my mind, because it's a clusterfuck. Like, what are we doing? I can't keep stressing over, what's going on in the wider world of, politics and the global world order. I think I beat you in the head enough with that show, which is what makes it kind of hard for me to do this show, because, I'm an international dude. Like, I don't try to focus domestically on the happenings or current events, or the state of America, as if America is the whole world, because it's not. It's just purported or viewed as the number one place to be, when if you really sit back and look at the overall picture, America's shit. America is not that much different from anywhere else in the world. Opportunity and safety wise, I don't see how it differs from any of the places that we label as third world countries. In terms of food security and other, quality of life, America's not it, bro. It's just not. I've been other places where the quality of life seems simpler and better, and it seems more realistic than the quality of life here in America, where they keep you trapped on the hamster wheel, and the American motto is debt. And I don't I think on this show tonight, I'm kind of shitting on American arrogance to an extent, because it's just the reality of this shit is, America, or Americans in general, and I'm including myself in this, so don't listen. And if you have been in America for a long time, you may come here humble, but over the course of you assimilating to life in America, you develop this arrogance as well. And I have to highlight it, just to kind of show whoever might come across this, whether it be an international audience or whatever the course may be, just show you that I understand me. I'm not saying, you know, all of Americans, all Americans have my perspective on this, because Americans are dumb. Most Americans don't read. There's a large percentage of Americans that are illiterate, and America's on drugs. I can't even hold you. The whole world is on drugs, essentially. But America, you know, guns, drugs, death. That's the motto of America. And, you know, I just want to show the world an understanding. And it's just the American arrogance. Like, who do we think we are? That we go to foreign countries and we're like, yeah, you don't speak English? And we are one of the only monolingual societies, which means we only speak one language, and that's English. And we expect the world to have adapted to that, just like they do with guns, drugs, and death. And it's a level of arrogance where we think by speaking louder, it makes the language more comprehensible, when it only makes you look like an asshole. So if you are traveling abroad and you don't speak the native language of said country that you are going to, you know, don't expect them to speak English, and don't just talk louder, as if that, you know, as if that's going to bring the level of comprehension up, because it's not going to work. Like, yo, you better learn to speak another language, because if you really pay attention to the lifestyle and the design of America, it is becoming similar to the structure of these places that you have been taught to view as third world countries, from apartment size, house size, just the affordability of things. It is becoming very similar to what you would expect of a third world country. And don't get it fucked up. This is not my new view. Like, I have stated that America is a third world country years ago. And even my own homies was like, yo, if you feel like that, why don't you leave? And I'm like, I can't, because I have a kid. If I didn't have a kid, I would be out of here in an instant. Because it is easier, probably, to... what's the right word for this? It is probably easier, and you face less racial prejudice and stereotypes in another country. So it is easier to, I'm not going to say it's easier to succeed, but there are not the roadblocks that you encounter here in America as a minority are not structured as such in other places, depending on where you go. So it's just a level of arrogance that I just have to point out. And you know, listen, as I gave the disclaimer, I'm not angry, I'm not bitter, but I wrote this show very sober. Not very sober, but you know, I hadn't smoked right before, so I'm not on the same wavelength that I was now. But yeah, I have to give it to you, like we are. And just, this is where I want to start. You know, we have to snap back to reality, and this goes for all of us, men, women, you know, whoever you are. If you have this sense of American arrogance, this one is about you. Like, who do you think you are that, you know, this is going to sound so harsh, but that somebody wants to keep you for life? Like, who do you think you are? And I'm including myself in this. I'm including myself, because listen, I have seen myself when I wake up in the morning, before and after I go to the bathroom, you know, move my bowels and all that other stuff and the other human functions that we as humans partake in. You know, who you think somebody wants to deal with that shit every day? Like, every day, B? And I know I might harp on this a lot, because it's just unrealistic, but like, who do you think you are? Like, yo, who? Let's just be realistic. As you on a whole, like, you just a person, like me. I'll take me for example. Me, yes, I work out. I have, you know, I have the body type that I set out to have when I started working out. And yes, I may be average. I may be, you know, healthier than, you know, the average American who suffers from diabetes, obesity, and other things. But even when I say that, that's me trying to sound special about myself, when in reality, you know, I don't want to sound harsh and be like, yo, there's nothing really special about you, and that includes me. We all have our own unique ways. And maybe this might be my fault in life, is like, but think to be of a level of arrogance that you truly wholeheartedly believe that the shit that you do every day is enough, is lovable, and that somebody wants to put up with your shit every day, you are out of touch with the reality. And it can, listen, me, and I'm telling on myself here because, you know, this is me. But like, yo, listen, I have issues. Like, yo, listen, if you chew too loud, bitch, if you breathe too loud, like if there's just so many little peculiarities that I have. Or it's just so many little standards, or I'm gonna call them issues because I realize, you know, these may be problems, and maybe normal people don't think about this stuff. But but the idea of having to look at somebody chew every day and just be like, you know, I have to look at them and be like, you know, I love this. It just seems so out of touch with reality and far fetched to me. Out of the realm of human nature, that maybe it's me, maybe it's just me, but I know I'm not alone in this. So I mean, like, if you like, when you look at your partner, significant other, however you want to call it, in these days of I want to say adverbs, but it's not as pronouns, whatever you want to call yourself, right? Just think, when you look at somebody chew or hear them breathe, and if you think that you don't have some of these same faults, and you are just more lovable than anybody else, like, you have to snap back to reality. Because even me hearing myself breathe in the mic while I'm doing this show, and I have siblings and relatives that, you know... Like, it's fucked up, but I'd be like, yo, I can't stand to hear you breathe. And it's fucked up because I think about it, was like, yo, what other alternative do they have to breathing? But it's just it's just one of these things that I think about. I'm like, yo, people probably look at me and think the same thing. Like, yo, you hear him breathe? Do you hear him chew? Have you seen him eat? These are the qualities, the personal qualities that I need you to take a look. Just take an inner look at yourself when doing, and just think, like, yo, am I really lovable? Like, am I really all that I think I'm cracked up to be? And it's just one of those, it's just, these are just some of the things that I think. And I remember being, you know, riding around with a joint, and then, like, you know, happened to see a random couple crossing the street, and in my head I'm like, yo, that's disgusting. Just looking at this couple and being like, yo, that's disgusting. And then looking over at the joint and being like, yo, you know, they do the same shit that we do, like, all the freaky shit we do, they, you know, they probably do the same shit. And in my head I'm like, yo, that's disgusting. But then these are in the moments that I humble myself. You know, I humble myself, and I'm like, you know, they found love, or whatever it is you want to call it. They found it, and it just happens to look disgusting to me, you know. But and I'm pretty sure people have probably looked at myself and, you know, the various women that I have been with throughout the years of my life. And somebody has probably looked at us and been like, yo, ew, that's disgusting. Like, they look disgusting together. And, you know, in my head, I understand it because I... Listen, if you can't be honest with yourself and say that you have looked at, you know, somebody or a couple and been like, yo, that's gross, or just been, you know, unattracted or repulsed by another human individual, I just think we need more humility. Because it might save us all. And I'm not, and I'm talking to the niggas too, because like, we, as a man of a certain age whose hairline is falling back, and listen, I don't have the time or energy to put into, sexual activity that I did when, when I was in my 20s with less responsibility. Yeah, we all fall off, we all get old, and we all get washed. This goes for both sexes. So we need to have some humility. We need more humility. And just, all the material shit don't really matter. Like your car, your house, that's what we are taught matters. This is vanity, in this vanity-driven society. I bet you don't need extra eyelashes. You don't need extra nails. You don't need spray-on hair. You don't need, Botox or whatever you're doing to fight your aging. You don't need it. You don't need it, bitch. Let's just be real. Let's just all be. Like, can we? And this is the problem with these add-ons or additives that the human additives for males and females, Spanx, whatever the course may be, it distorts the reality of things. So let's be real. Like, listen, if we're going over, all the stats that make up this whole 1 to 10 rating that we get. Listen, I'm a solid 5, maybe 6. 6-pack and all. Like, listen, I'm very humble in my reality of life. Listen, this is my reality. But I have a very good feeling that a lot of us don't live in reality. And it's very, very vain, and it's very naive. And I think at its core, that may be one of that may be the real problem in terms of relationships. It's because it's not reality. The reality you live in is not reality, especially when you got, people gassing you on the internet, or you can chat up any broad, any low-key prostitute who's on the internet. And it just distorts your reality for a higher self-esteem. And I'm not telling you don't have self-esteem, but it heightens your self-esteem to an extent that you think you have options. And I know, listen, I know of a chick who's getting in the process of, trying to leave her husband right now. But in my head, I want to tell her, like, yo, bitch, listen, there's nothing else out there. So you better, she's bad. Like, yo, and she's not, she's certifiably a baddie. I hate to say the word baddie, but she's got it. She's established. But at my head, I want to tell her, like, yo, bitch, just go back to your husband. Because, like, I understand you think niggas want you, but nobody's going to keep you. And this goes for the niggas too, who be feeling themselves. Like, yo, nobody wants to keep you. We have very, very, human nature is a very, very disgusting thing. And we all have human flaws. So I think, I did the passport bros and prostitutes thing, but I think for us, just regular, just a regular everyday human, we need more humility. And it's just one of these things that I just feel like, we all just need a reality check. And as I joked to somebody today, I'm like, you need to treat everyone as if, as if they've seen your porn search history. You need to treat everyone as if they can see all your DMs and all your messages and everybody who you are flirting with or entertaining. And then, let's get back to the real you. And then you And when you get back to the real you, I need you to assess yourself before you assess anybody else. And just think of the things you do and be like, how disgusting am I? And it sounds so harsh, but yeah, that's the reality of it is, you know, so what are we doing? Can we just snap back to reality and realize we are all humans? We all have our shit about us, and we need to be more humble. So, you know, sit down, bitch, be humble. Kendrick Lamar said it best, and that song still resonates with me until this day. So, you know, it's all I'm just asking for in the you know, just, can we get back to the humility that people had before the internet? Because the internet is just, it's just creating this, it's creating a disgusting conundrum that we're going to have to face when we're old and lonely. And, you know, I just think that we need more humility. That's the gist of that rant. And it's just, listen, all I'm going to say, right, is free Andrew Tate and free Jonathan Majors. I think that's the guy's name, the guy, the actor. I don't even know what he's been in. He was in the Army commercials and he got dropped because a bitch said that he assaulted her and some other. I don't even know the whole course of the story. They had Andrew Tate in prison in Romania or somewhere over there for like a good 3 months. And he's still on house arrest. Just for allegations. Like, it's alleged. Him and Jonathan Majors is all alleged as far as we can see. And at this point in my life, after the sexual harassment trainings at work, and just my everyday encounters with women, like, you know, I'm at this point, I'm officially, what I'm about to say is gonna sound crazy, but listen, I'm officially, scared is what I wrote, but I want to say I'm apprehensive, and I have had this apprehensive approach for a long time now, if I'm just gonna keep it all the way 100 with you, like, just from reality, I've had this apprehensive approach, and it has served me well, and it's for good reason, because I'm scared, I'm fearful for my life, because all a chick gotta do is say something, and then it's possible I could lose my job, be thrown in jail, have to prove my innocence. And once you are labeled something, whether it be true or false, getting the label off of you is a very, very difficult thing to do. So ladies, if you have ever met me and I seem awkward and, you know, I seem like I want nothing to do with you, for one is because I'm allegedly married or whatever you want to call it. That's for one. But for two, it's because I'm scared, bitch. Like, I'm scared. Like, I don't need you going back and telling anyone that I said or did anything weird or out of line. Because it might cost me my life, and I wholeheartedly, I don't have the time or the money or the budget to have to clear my name or some shit. It literally, you know, there's a young, like a like in my professional life, there's a beautiful young female, beautiful, but I do my best to just keep my distance and keep it short. Because I don't need it. And it's like, I have no problem with it, but it's just like, yo, man, I'm keeping it very short with you because I don't need you to get anything misconstrued or for me, because I know myself, and the way I talk and the way I communicate with people is very straight and to the point. And, you know, it's not, there are some things I say that can be misconstrued for me attempting to flirt, or just I don't know if it's in my gentle nature or whatever the course, whatever you want to call it, but it's just one of those things where I'm just like, you know, I can't, I don't need anybody getting anything misconstrued. And even if, like, you can give me your number, I'm not talking about this has nothing to do with my professional life. This is just in general. Like, you could give me a number, because I'm allegedly married, and and this has always been my motto. It's like, I'm probably not going to call you, and if I text you, it's going to be very short and brief, and I'm going to just sense off the vibe of the text where this may possibly go, and I'm not going to say anything awkward or send any lewd pics or do anything that it seems to be common nature for males, because I'm not, you're not going to go tell your friends, you're not going to go tell your people, you're not going to report me to anyone for saying or doing anything crazy, or that you deem crazy or unnecessary. And it's just, it's out of fear. And I hate to say it like that, but it's true. I'm scared for my life, bitch. Listen, I'm not trying to lose my job. I'm not trying to explain shit to my load, man. Like, oh, shorty said I did this and now this. I have never, like, listen, as I have stated numerous times on this podcast, I don't yell. I don't argue. Listen, if any woman ever in my life has gotten upset or angry with me and has yelled at me or done anything of the sort, I just remove myself from the situation, and you should do the same thing, because it's not worth it. Granted, I've seen videos of, like, dudes just straight beating the brakes off chicks, and I've seen it in real life. I think I've detailed some events on this podcast where I say this, but I've seen it in real life, and in my head, through my course of life, just witnessing these incidents of, you know, just how shit could go left in a very, very quick manner. That's what led to my demeanor of fear. It's because I'm just like, yo, bitch, it's not worth it. It's just not worth it, yo. And I've been called shy. I've been called non-confrontational. I've been called weird. I've been called everything in the book, basically, because of this approach. But I'm like, yo, at this point, bitch, we grown. Like, yo, if you want something, just say what you want, B. Like, I have the same mentality that they have. Like, yo, listen, can we just get this out in the open and say where you think this is trying to go, or where you think this is trying to go? Because we could get it clear right now if what you think is going to happen has any chance at all. And I think women are thrown off by that, or have been thrown off by that, just that aspect, because I'm like, yo, listen, dating you is not in the cards. Like, the whole word dating in general is just a fucked up amount of pressure that I don't want to feel, and I'm not really trying to impress you, because I'm probably not the only nigga you talking to, and I'm not trying to be the only nigga you talking to, if I'm just going to keep it a buck. And unless we vibe toward that destination. If that may be the case, then cool, but, you know, it's not realistic. I think it throws women off. And it's because I'm scared for my life. And I think a lot of men feel that very same way, but it's just, they just won't admit it. But me, I have no shame. I have no shame. I admit it, yo. Listen, I'm scared. I'm scared for my life, bitch. Like, we're not gonna have no miscommunication about, you know, whether you wanted some dick or not. We're not gonna have no miscommunication about that. So it's just, yeah, I'm scared for my life, bitch. I'm not trying. I'm not gonna push up on you. I'm not trying to kiss you. I ain't trying to do nothing like that. Like, if we end the night on an awkward note, it's because, bitch, the vibe wasn't there, and we, like, stay what you want. We both grow, all right? Like, we know. like, granted, as adults we know, but to all the young boys out there, just be careful. Be careful to the young ladies. Be careful. Just, you know, if we all just stated our intentions and lived in reality, we could avoid a lot of awkward shit. But I think that's the part of adulthood that, you know, people struggle to get to. And I, listen, as I said, I'm not special. I'm not better than anyone. I don't claim to be. But I just feel that, you know, we need a reality check. And bitch, I'm scared for my life, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry for saying it like that. And listen, if this show ever becomes, you know, something big, I'm going to be even more fearful, if I'm just going to keep it honest with you, because of Andrew Tate and Jonathan Majors. You know, salute to those two guys and free those guys, because they probably did nothing wrong. But yeah, all that you gotta do is say something, and it's a wrap for you, buddy. So just, you know, just remember that. And yes, I'm scared, bitch. I'm sorry. So if you are a woman who's ever had, you know, any kind of encounter, or you think we were flirting, or, you know, and you wonder why that I may have, you know, might have flirted with you and just been like, yeah, nah, bitch, I'm good. You know, it's just, yeah, you weren't trying to give me the beats. Sorry. Yes, I was awkward because, you know, I don't want any friction or strange situations. So let's just keep it a buck. You know, it's not worth it in the long run. It's not worth your time. It's not worth my time. And, yeah, I'm scared for my life. I'm scared for my life. And lastly, listen to me. It's been a couple of years since I've partaken in the monkey activity of watching the NBA playoffs or any type of sports whatsoever, because, you know, I'm like Phil Jackson, you know. Ever since the Black Lives Matter thing, I've been like, this is some monkey shit. If y'all really wanted to make a point, I just wouldn't play, and that y'all could get the message across, and we could make a whole lot more progress by y'all just doing that. But that didn't never seem to be an option. Just like not paying taxes, not paying rent, not paying mortgages, not paying bills, or anything of that nature. To even just stop the whole global fuckery that's going on. None of that seems to be an option, but yeah, soccer and football is going to keep going on, and American football and basketball and all this other stuff. But it's just me trying to watch this shit. It just seems very WWE-like to me. And I know I've stated before, where I'm like, yo, all this shit is rigged, especially with gambling being legalized now, and his commercials and apps, and just, you know, shit where you could lose your whole life via your phone. And play NFL, like, football players are being arrested for gambling, or like not even arrested, but like suspended, because it conflicts with, you know, if the point spread is something, I'm not gonna score this touchdown, nigga, because I got $100,000 bet riding on this game. And it just seems rigged, especially watching Just watching the whole thing, and just watching, like, you know, the two number one seeds. Everybody's injured. It's just everybody's fucking shooting three pointers like the Steph Curry. Like, it's just, I mean, people have said, you know, all sports is scripted and stuff like that, but this shit, just watching it, I'm just like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, granted, there's been some highlight finishes and some miracle comebacks. Fucking Jimmy Butler scored 56 points. LeBron James scored 20 points and grabbed 20 rebounds. There's just so many storylines that come out of it, and so many narratives. And just follow the money, man. Like, that's all I can say about it. But it just seems very, very WWE-like. And granted, yo, I will give the open disclaimer. Right after I finish this podcast, right after I finish this episode, I'm going to turn the idiot box on, and I'm going to, I think it's Lakers-Grizzlies game 5, and I think, what's the other one? Warriors-Kings game 5 comes on. I think I think the Knicks in Cleveland. I don't even know who else. Half of the sad part is I'm so old and washed that while I'm watching these things, I'm like, yo, who are these people? Because I don't know many of them. And I think it's because I don't really watch sports like that. So I don't know who any of these people are. So I feel, except for LeBron, except for the big names. The big names, I know who they are. But the rest of the players, I have no clue. And I think that's why it seems so WWE-like. But it just seems so fake, man. Like, all the fouls, the technicals. I saw Joel Embiid damn near kick a nigga in the nuts, and he ain't get ejected. It's because they need him for the ratings. And it's just, and I'm not going to say that if you can't see it, you know, you might be somewhat naive to the fact that you're being duped or anything of that nature. But that's it's the truth, though, I think. Because I just look at it and I'm like, yeah, this seems real Vince McMahon. Like just the whole thing. And just for me, watching the 2023 playoffs, I think if the NBA has its way, it'll be Lakers, Celtics in the finals. I gotta look at the brackets. I don't know for sure, but I'm inclined to say, just me as a objective observer, is that, you know, I think out of the Western Conference, it's going to be either Phoenix or Golden State. But they really want the Lakers to be the team out of the West. And out of the East, I don't really know. Like, oh, it seems like subpar basketball for the most part with all these fucking three-pointers and just nobody. It's very, very rare that everybody just is driving to the basket. And, you know, yes, I guess you could say I'm entertained, which is why I'm going to partake in watching the shit. But I just need to get back to reading. And that's the whole thing I'm thinking during the whole time watching. It's like, why am I watching this? I should just finish this book and just not fucking watch it. But, you know, listen, and this is the human nature of it where, you know, I adamantly objected to the whole thing, especially during the Fauci juice experiment event 201. I refused to watch any of this shit because it was just baffling. I'm like, yo, how they got whole stadiums full of people, but we can't go to grandma's funeral. And it just seems WWE-ish, man. Like, the officiating is horrible. I don't know what a technical foul is anymore. As I said, it's just Joel Embiid kicked a nigga in the nuts. Draymond Green stomped on a nigga's chest by accident. I'm going to call it an accident. The nigga grabbed his foot. He deserved it. And he was suspended, but Joel Embiid kicking a nigga in the nuts and nothing. He kicks a nigga in the nuts, then injures his knee and doesn't play the next game. And I think the NBA told the Sixers, like, yeah, listen, he can't play the next game, but we're not going to say we suspended him because, you know, that might be a little bit fishy. And don't think the refs probably have money riding on the games. Like, just the late foul calls. It seems real orchestrated. And listen, I'm not downing you if you, are a fanboy, I might question you a little bit. But if you are just like, you know, me, where you just have it on for some minor entertainment and they're like, you know, you don't really give a fuck, I'm not downing you. I'm not downing anyone. Let me just, you know, even the fanboys, even though it's still sus. But I'm not downing you. But it don't seem weird to you. Like, none of it seems staged at all. Like, none of it. It's all about script and keeping people entertained. So, you might see the NBA Finals. I see the WWE. And it's all about the money. Let's never get that fucked up. Because remember, LeBron James, because nobody in the NBA can say shit about China. Because that's a rule. Nobody. And don't ever get it fucked up, and they won't even ask them about China because there's too much money involved and too much money to be lost. So, yeah, it just seems real fucking scripted. And I'm just like, you know, why am I watching this? It's not that I think I'm better than this, but it's just like, yeah, I need to get my life together. Yeah, and still, though, I'm, listen, that's the end of the show. But I'm going to watch some Game Fives right now. So, listen, don't. I'm very contradictory sometimes. And if you made it to the end of this show, I love you because you listen to me ramble for like a good 40 minutes about just this is the domestic show. But the gist of it was, we need to snap back to reality, and I'm scared for my life, bitch. And I'm not calling you a bitch, but I'm scared. I'm scared for my life, bitch. I'm scared. And that's the gist of the show, man. That's it. That's all. That's it. Is we finished? Is we done? In my Birdman voice, rub my hands together, nigga. Yeah, that's it, man. Listen, as I said, if you made it, if you listen to all of this, I appreciate you more than you will ever know. And please tell a friend to tell a friend and share this with people if you enjoyed it. And listen, you probably didn't learn shit this show. It's just my perspective. And listen, we're all disgusting. We all need more humility. And none of this shit is real, man. As I always say, stay safe. Stay safe. Love your life. You only get this one, so appreciate it. And if you want to live longer, don't kiss people in the mouth. That's it, man. VOG Podcast, PCP Podcast. Until next time, people, one.